in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you, God, truly, that you do love. And oh, what you choose to love us. Lord, what you have done in us with your word and your grace. Lord, what you're doing and perfecting. Father, the inheritance, your inheritance is in us, the sons of God. Thank you. Lord, the rejoicing. Lord, it only gets sweeter as the days go by. Lord, thank you again for your drawing and again your leading and your keeping, your faithfulness, your power, your mercy, your grace, your love, your long-suffering, your patience. Lord, we just thank you for you and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I was grateful to just think that I was being serenaded by the cherubim over the mercy seat. And that was singing cherubim today, you precious sisters, and wonderful to the Lord to be encouraged in that height. It's real, but if you see it from afar off, you'll never enter in. James chapter 2. We'll read verse 17 and 18, James chapter 2. So go ahead and get nervous now and start being fearful. Oh no, we have to go there today. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith. And I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Lord, so sweetly has put my heart on this again, and only God can do that timely. Heard a few unsettling things again towards this masterpiece of truth. And I'm asking the Lord today to truly, Lord, let us really receive the simplicity and the meaning of this truth. And I mean the beauty and the power of this wondrous section of Scripture. And I believe by the grace of God we will see at the conclusion of this, and matter of fact, the conclusion over and over as we go through this sermon, the only work that makes faith alive, the only work that makes faith alive, the only work that makes faith profitable is love. With that, I want you to turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We might as well just get at it right away and thank the Lord how he brings these things so abundantly clear to those that will to know. I want to know what he wants me to know, and that's his word. Chapter 13, verse 1 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and here we go, and though I have all faith, and I want all faith, amen, don't you want that? Amen, you best want that. I want all faith, praise God. But though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, faith, and have not love, I am nothing. I believe we can conclude right now, without love, faith is unprofitable. Without love, I am nothing in my faith. Without love, faith is dead. That's the truth. Love is the only work. Love is the only work that makes faith alive and profitable. I could have all faith. I could have faith to remove a mountain. Amen. I could have faith that I never cussed. I could have faith that I never drank. I could have faith that I lived a wholesome life. But without love, all of that faith is nothing. I believe it's very obvious right here as we begin Faith without works is faith without love. Amen? If it takes love for all of these things to be profitable, if it takes love for any of these things in my life, for there to be substance about my life, the alternative is I am nothing. It has to be love. It has to be love. Now, how does faith work in the first place? Go on over to Galatians chapter 5. It tells us very clearly in Galatians chapter 5 that faith works by love. So think of that. Here we are, more evidence of what God and the faith of the Son of God is. It's love. In verse 6 of chapter 5, it says, "For in Christ," I love that, "in Christ," in Jesus Christ, "neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision avails anything. But here's what avails: faith which worketh by love." So I love this verse because it makes it very clear. There's no work I could ever do that profits anything unless love is the initiator of the work and love is the result of the work. Aren't you thankful for the battle that you're in right now, that you're asking God to give you faith? Do you know that's a proof of love? Do you know that that faith is all powerful? That faith is alive. We always think that it's the outcome that makes faith alive. Oh, see, you believed in this and what it was. No, the treasure of faith is calling out for it. The treasure of faith is understanding that, Lord, I lack it but for you. Lord, that I need you to increase my faith. That, Lord, I do. I love you. I love you because you first love me. I understand, praise God, that it's because of that love. I believe you. The faith that works by love. Father, I believe your Son. I believe everything that he did, hallelujah, in that one precious moment, that stripe of death, he finished it. And I know that his promises are yea and amen. I know that I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I thank you for that. Hallelujah. I'm in this weak in flesh. I know that sometimes that I go by what my eyes see, my ears hear, and my flesh feels. Lord, I need faith. That's the love, praise God, that causes that faith to be more precious than gold that's tried in the fire. That's the faith that anoints his feet. That's the faith that, praise God, that virtue flows out of him. Oh my. How did faith even first enter your life? Think of that. How did faith first enter your life? John 3:16. John 3:16 had to be made real to you. Amen? It did. I don't care if you were 4 or 5. It had to be made real to you. And how did it become real? God so loved. Jesus, praise God, so loved that he died for me. God loved, he gave me his Son, and his Son, with all of the love of God, died for me. And he shed his blood, and I believe in that blood that was shed, that washed away all my sin, because he loved me. Because he loved me. So I believe, you know what? Love worked and gave me faith. And faith worked, and I believed his love. Amen. Isn't that marvelous? See, right there at the very beginning, he showed us very clearly the grace of God never changes. Faith never changes. It's the same. Faith truly comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the word of his grace, speaking truth in love. It's spirit and truth, praise God, that is the worship of the true worshiper. Amen? It's not just knowing something and having a capacity. It's knowing something in heart that breaks it and causes it to come and come boldly. That love that causes someone to strike a chest and bow a head and say, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me." Not that I come in there and say, "Oh, I'm glad I'm not like the other guy. I'm so glad I got it all together. I'm so glad I worked so hard. Here you go, God. Here is my sacrifice to you. My hard work. That everybody could see the sweat on my brow." How much more clear does God have to be to us? What is the work that he wants to see in faith that is alive? It's love. It's love. And without the love of God moving your life in faith, you're nothing. Now, there are people, matter of fact, most people historically believe that a man named Jesus died on a cross some 2,000 years ago. Yes, if you ask most people, they will tell you historically, yes, I believe a man named Jesus lived and died on a cross, was crucified on a cross some 2,000 years ago by the Romans. But the one thing that they do not believe, the majority, they do not believe that he was the Son of God. They do not believe that he was the Son of God that so loved man that he came to die for their sins. Now, do you see that? There is belief, or if you want to call it faith, that Jesus died on a cross, but there's no belief in the love that put him there. And without believing in the love that put the only begotten Son of God on the cross, your belief that he died on a cross is profitless. You see? I think of this precious meeting and I thank God for it. I really do. And I give him all the boast and all the glory. My boast is in the Lord. And I thank God that Christians that know ones that are in this meeting, they know that this is a meeting, praise God, that studies the word of God, and that there's Christians in here that know the truth. But more importantly, or even more so, I should say, is the truth is here in love. The truth is here in love. And I thank God, the overwhelming comment, when people come to visit, when ones come in, the one thing that's known is love. The immensity of love, the sincerity of that love. Now, I ask you and I say, thank you, Jesus, for the works of faith that go on in this place. Because of the love of Jesus, people get saved by the grace of God. Because of the love of Jesus, people get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because of the love of Jesus, praise God, the Sun Glory saints come in here. Amen. Because the full love gospel is preached, and by the grace of God, those that are running to obtain, praise God, they're growing more and more in that wondrous love. That's why. See, if you stagnate and you just sit back on what you know, I'm telling you, it begins to not profit you. The word goes on to say there in 1 Corinthians 13, I could know all mysteries. And let me tell you something. I want to know the mystery of Christ and the bridegroom. Thank God I do. But I thank the Lord by the power of the Holy Ghost with that love that shed abroad in my heart because of him. That love is alive. And that love alive makes that faith alive. It's not flatlining. It's not just showing up in marriage. It's entering in. And there's a thankfulness and there's an excitement that comes with it. Sure, I don't want to get into too much of this. I get myself in trouble and I'm supposed to go on a couple-day trip with my wife. But sometimes we don't feel so excited. But there's something about his love. There's something about his love. Now, love's wonder takes you out of your comfort zone. And it does. It does. It just, there's something about love that changes you. Changes your thoughts, changes your attitude, changes how you think, changes what's important. Love moves you out from among the camp. It just does. I thank God for these things. I've seen people that, and it's not that you don't love your family anymore. You actually love them more. You love them in the truth. But you know what? There's a first love. It's even ones that have begun to hear the truth, that have thanked the Lord, that have grown up hearing the word of God. But then there's something that happens when, praise God, that Pauline gospel, that mystery of Christ and his bride begins to captivate a heart and they are in tune. And say, you know what? There's nothing else to hear but that gospel. Now, when that first love comes in your heart, your focus and your desire becomes one thing. To be and to grow with that first love. That's the work of faith. That's the work of faith. As you grow in love, that's truly the work of faith. That's the better part. Listen to this. Martha was showing big works that day, wasn't she? Those were big works. Brought those people in the home, fed them all. Jesus is coming. This is important. We've got to make sure all of this is done, and you've got to be picking up, and we've got to be serving. So there were big works that day, but not faith's work. Jesus noticed one work of faith that day, and that was faith. Faith's work of love that was pouring out at his feet by Mary. We can think of this, brothers and sisters. Are we encumbered with works concerning Christ or truly works of faith which has the love of Christ pouring out of us at his feet? Really want you to consider this, brothers and sisters. This is so important to winning him. I will show you my faith by my works. I say amen. But what did Jesus love more? Was it Martha's work or was it Mary's love? What work do you think he wants? Amen. Praise be to God. What draws somebody to an altar? Why do people come together to become a husband and wife? So I can work for you? That's just silly. I want to love you. Amen? Jesus said it so clearly. Honey's disciples, because they began to know and to realize how wonderful Jesus was. And you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to do. They wanted to work for him and show him and serve him and all of these different things. And, honey, I call you no more servants. I'm ramping this up. You're my friends. I love to do for my friends. I love to do for my spouse. But by the grace of God, my friends and my spouse, the reason that they're in that category is not because they do incredible work for me or I for them. I love them. They love me. There's nothing, you know, there's no expectations. They love my company. I love their company. You get to a spouse, you just like to sit there and look at her. Or look at him. Kind of like an Abishag thing. Just stand there, honey. Don't move. I'm in wonder. Well, what can I do for you? Nothing. Just stand there. Don't move. Be still. Amen. And know that, well, amen. Now, brothers and sisters, this is what's so wonderful. Was it Peter's work of boasting how faithful he was? Was it Peter's work of really being so defensive that he cut off that man's ear, that soldier's ear? Was that the faithful work? Or was it John that never said a word, that laid his head on Jesus' breast? Huh? I mean, we can receive this. This is something that's easy to receive. That the true works of faith, praise God, was that love that poured out of Mary at his feet. And was the love that poured out of John to just lay out his head on his breast. Think of those ones that he noted. As Mary, she's chosen the better part. John, the disciple that I loved. Not that he didn't love the others, but there was that love. What work speaks to you more as a Christian? Honestly, of those that we just spoke of, really, what speaks to you? Amen, it does, doesn't it? Don't you want the better part? I do. I believe you do. You'd say, well, Lord, thank you for showing that to me. Then why are you trying to do something different? Do you see that? Instead of being so boisterous and running around and saying, oh, Lord, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and looking down at the other disciples. Oh, they might, but I'm not. And showing my strength for things. I'll tell you one thing. I want that place, praise God, in type as of that sweet John. He's the one I love. Now, who walked with the love of the Father, who valued the love of the Father more, who treasured it above all things? Was it that accountable son who abided and worked and never left the kingdom? Or was it the prodigal son whose only work was a broken heart? Think of that. Do you realize that it was that love that broke that son's heart to have him to come back? Love worked that faith that my Father loves me. Amen? I don't doubt it. I'm coming. And then praise God. The faith which were the love of the Son. And then in that work of love, look what it did to the kingdom. Look what it did to God's people. It broke forth a feast. It caused that father to meet him even before, just as he stepped in to the grounds. Honey, here's that coat. Here's that ring. But the best part to that son was that unmerited kiss of love. How immense was that work of faith to all Christianity over all of these centuries? How many times has the prodigal son been preached? What did he ever do besides meet his father with a broken heart? And finally, how did they know they were Christians? How did they know they were Christians? Was it because they served each other? Was it because every Thursday night we wash each other's feet? We don't do that here. Is it because we build houses for humanity? Did they know that they were Christians because of all of the missions? They knew they were Christians because of one thing. their love one for another. They knew it. Listen to this. Listen to this today. What is the Lord seeking? I want to have and to seek after what he seeks. Think of what the Word of God says. Who is he going to meet first? Who are the ones that are going to receive that crown? Are they the ones that worked the hardest? The ones that did the most good deeds? Or is it the ones that love his appearing? Now, faith without works is dead. And I thank the Lord as I come in here today, and all I could think of, Lord, thank you for the grace of God that has given us faith in this place that is alive. It's alive. And it's remaining. And the reason is because the work of the love of God is all by the Holy Ghost. He's the one that does it all. He's taken all that love and he's shedding it abroad in our hearts. And you know what's going on then? You get bridal glory and bridal love. And you get bridal works, which is that love, praise God, that loves his appearing. And I thank the Lord with you today. I say, you know, Jesus, let that Holy Ghost keep pouring it out. Pouring it in. That it keeps pouring out of us. Because one thing I love to boast in him. By the grace of God, faith is alive in love in this place. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you Lord Jesus, in that wonderful, precious name, we give you all the thanks. Amen. Praise you, God.